want you to bow your heads, because without him, we're going to have the wrong motive here. But with him, we can do all things. So, Father, I just ask that you would release your grace right now and your anointing, because without that mantle on me, it's just going to be words. But when the Holy Spirit anoints, it gives courage and creates and recreates what needs to be done in the hearts of those that are struggling. I ask this in Jesus' name. As I was communicating with someone on the phone on Friday, it was Saturday morning. The press was on as I shared with this individual who was having a hard time. And they were talking about the difficulty of life and circumstances and how, you know, hardship is very difficult at times. And I found myself quoting St. Paul. And I said, well, I'm going to remind you that, like St. Paul, the power of God and perfection is brought forth out of weakness. So I said, maybe it's time to give the Lord some glory out of your weakness. And it was a wee bit uncomfortable for a moment. How many know people don't like to see weaknesses in themselves? Okay? So it's kind of, the jolt was ongoing for a couple seconds. And as I continued to communicate, I heard in my heart, how many know you can be telling somebody something and you can hear from the Holy Spirit inside your heart at the same time? That's what you're going to be talking about tomorrow. And I thought, okay, but you better give me the scripture because I don't know where it is. Well, it's in 2 Corinthians. So go to 2 Corinthians and then we'll do a little hunting. Chapter 11. Second Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 26 is where we're going to kind of go into, because it kind of builds, as you see, some of the things he's sharing about the persecution. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in dangers from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen. Take a good look at that one. In danger from my own people. In danger from Gentiles. In danger in the city. In danger in the country. In danger at sea. In danger from false brothers. In danger from what? False brothers. What does that mean? That means in the body of Christ there's some that are false. Their intention is not to serve the Holy Spirit or to be obedient to the Lord. Their purpose is to serve whom?
Themselves.
Okay, and it takes a while before you see that, because the seduction is so intense that you fall for their flow of ongoing progress. Now, instantly, I'm seeing a vision of the wheats and the tares. The scripture says that the wheats and the tares must grow together. Must grow together. And don't try to pull them out. If you try to pull the tares out, you're going to disturb the wheat. I should have heard an amen. All right. Why? Because God has a plan. Amen? All right. Verse 27. I have labored and toiled, and I have often gone without sleep. Wow. I have known hunger and thirst. I have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. You want to be an apostle? What's going to be laid on your heart? A sent out one is one that is going to have concern for all the churches. 29. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? Did you hear that? Led into what? Sin. Does that confirm the word that came a few minutes ago? Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to what? To be tempted. How many have had a few temptations in the past week? Oh, welcome to the club. Okay? So you're in the same boat with Paul. 30. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weaknesses. I don't get happy about that verse at all. Because my emotions say, why should anybody know about my weaknesses? I don't even want to see them. Verse 30. 1. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is to be raised forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city of the Damascenes guarded in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket from a window in a wall and slipped through their hands. Cool, huh? How about the emotions of being let out in secret in some kind of a basket out of a window through a wall and released? Verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1. I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. So now, those of you who have visions and revelations from the Lord, do you boast in your weakness? Do you boast in the things that are difficult? Maybe it's time to start. Verse 2. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up in the third heavens, whether it was in the body or out of the body, I don't know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to the paradise. He heard inexpressible things. Things that man is not permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that. But I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. He won't boast about the things he did right, but he will boast about the weaknesses, the areas that he's still depending on God for. How many of you have got a few depending corners? Thank you. If you're aware of it, do you know that's the beginning of wisdom? If you think you've already made it, you've got a problem. You just might be one of those false brothers. This is time for a clue to look at you. The real you is going to see, like St. Paul, that you need some more construction. You're not done yet. Maybe you've been on the grill for about 6, 8 months, a year, whatever, and it's time to roll over and get the other side grilled until you're well done. Amen. All right. You realize that none of us like to roll over when it's time to roll over and be grilled on the other side. All right? None of us. What are you laughing about?
That's why God's got a spatula.
Oh, that's why God has a spatula. Okay. So if there's any raw meat left in you, watch out. We can laugh, but it hurts like crazy when it's time to roll over. Because when they walked on one side, now they're going to be allowed to walk on the other. This is what happens to many mothers. They get so discouraged about being mothers and being abused by their children. After they're grown up, the children find everything wrong with mothers. Come on, don't give me the I don't understand look. The worst critics in parenting is the children. They're going to have a season where they see everything you've ever done wrong. Whether it's as a mother or a father. We're talking about Mother's Day today. So, Mom, you did it wrong. Mom, you could have done more. Mom, I wish it was somebody else. Why wasn't I brought up by somebody like so-and-so? And they compare you with every other mother in the brook. Well, I got a solution for you. Celebrate your weaknesses. Oh, come on. I should have heard an amen. Celebrate your weaknesses.
Amen.
When you do, God will fill you. We're touching bases that I don't like to touch, but I'm telling you right now, I know. This is a victory for this house. Because when you start seeing that you still have flaws, you can let them go and give Jesus an opportunity to heal it. Amen?
Amen.
Give him a place in those corners that you're having a hard time with. Okay. Verse 6. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. Verse 7 is intense. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. You say that's reserved for apostles? Aha! Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weaknesses. Say ouch. Again I qualify. Amen? Now, I don't know anybody in their right mind that would say I enjoy my weaknesses. And I rejoice. But God says, look, I know about it. It's okay. I haven't stopped loving you because you got weaknesses. I haven't stopped loving you because you got a pattern that you keep falling into. I'm going to pour out my grace until you get so tired of it that you're going to rely on it automatically instead of getting upset about yourself. Instead of criticizing and finding fault with you. You're going to rely on the one who says, I've got a plan of salvation just for you. A plan to release you into a grace that is so beyond you that you will know that you will know that you will know that Jesus Christ is the healer. Jesus Christ is the redeemer. Jesus Christ is the resurrection of your life. To take you from where you were to where he wants you. Not to where you've got a plan for. Get out of your plan. Your plan is too small. It's too low. Do you get it?
Amen.
Say, God, get my plan out of my head.
God, get my plan out of my head.
And give me your plan for me. For a change, I'm going to follow you.
For a change, I'm going to follow
instead of following the old self.
Instead of following the old self.
The limited little skinny self.
The limited little skinny self.
Are you catching on? Are you catching what he wants to do? He wants to do above and beyond, way up. To fill you so high with himself that you won't recognize the real you. You will only see him inside of you. It's going to be an awesome day. But you know what? You're so in love with what you think you should be. Oh, please, Lord. You focus on it, and it's not what he's planned for eternity. It is not. Your plan and his will clash. How many can hear this is the Lord?
I receive it. Amen.
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. Come on, Bob. Rejoice! Soak it up! Amen! Do you qualify? Do you qualify, brother?
Absolutely.
Absolutely!
Try to remember. Kim. Ben Franklin did this to the nines. He made a list of the things that he was weak in or needed improvement in.
Uh-huh.
And he identified 13 of them, and he worked on one a week until the 3 months was up, and he did it again, and he did it for a long period of time.
Uh-huh.
That might be something we might try.
Mm-hmm. Let's say it this way. If Ben Franklin did it out of that power, which is really the soul, he got soulish results. But if he did it out of the power of the Holy Spirit, he would get eternal results with eternal salvation in the whole fullness of it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't put effort into what God shows you to do. What I am saying is, some corners, you're not going to be able to rely on you at all. And you're just going to say, I can't do it, Lord. I just don't have it. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak and I'm aware of it, his strength is visible by me being carried across a threshold that I could never go. And it's his power that does it. It's his anointing that does it. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to put your right hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm seeing things.
I'm seeing things.
In this word.
In this word.
That can transform me.
That can transform me.
Into a place of rest.
Into a place of rest.
Where I don't have to work.
Where I don't have to work.
On me anymore.
On me anymore.
Just to admit.
Just to admit.
That I have weaknesses.
That I have weaknesses.
Is sufficient for you.
Is sufficient for
you. To release your grace.
To release your grace.
Such a grace.
Such a grace.
So beyond.
So beyond.
My understanding.
My understanding.
That Jesus will get the glory.
That Jesus will get the glory.
All these corners that I see, Lord.
All these corners that I see, Lord.
That I haven't been able to perform.
That I haven't been able to perform.
Expectations.
Expectations.
That I couldn't meet.
That I couldn't meet.
All these things.
All these
I turn them over to you.
I turn them over to you.
And I ask you.
And I ask you.
Glory. Glory.
Glory.
In my weaknesses.
In my weaknesses.
Let me glory.
Let me glory.
In my weaknesses.
In my weaknesses.
And let me rejoice.
And let me rejoice.
As I see your strength.
As I see your strength.
Manifest.
Manifest.
In the very midst.
In the very midst.
in the very midst
of those weaknesses.
Of those weaknesses.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Release your spirit. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has cleansed me. With His power He will raise me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. And now may His anointing be upon you as you go forth in this week. Celebrate this day for the mothers. Celebrate this day for all the women in the world that have given birth. And give you all the glory, Lord, as you continue to work in each heart. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Celebrate each other. Celebrate each other. You really need to do a word.